You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
I'm trying to find these crazy statistics on something that happened last week that just blows my mind. And some people, I guess most people, would call it an overreaction. Let's see. Did y'all hear the story? Here it is, about the airport in Japan. It got shut down
over the missing scissors.
Yeah.
Yes.
36 flights were canceled. 201 were delayed at a Japanese airport over the weekend. Last weekend, after a pair of scissors, it was at a store close to the gate. You know, you have those little news store. You go in and get you a snack and whatever. Somebody working there was like, where are the scissors? Just like Rob asks me every day, you got scissors? Where's my? Not every day, but just like a regular work situation. Well, they couldn't find their scissors, and so they shut everything down. Made everybody who was in the gate area go back and come through security again and get searched to make sure they didn't have the scissors. I mean, just completely disrupted the entire weekend's travel at the airport in Japan. And they had to just get back to business. They couldn't find the scissors, still didn't find them. They got tried to get their flights back as close to on schedule as possible. And then they found the scissors the next day somewhere in the store.
Oh, no.
Like they had misplaced them in the store.
Can you imagine?
Oh, look at that. There they are.
Oopsie.
You've been at the airport 2 hours early or whatever, fought through TSA and everything. You're just sitting at the gate, and they make an announcement that everybody has to now go back out and start this entire process over. And, oh, by the way, your flight has been canceled, so we'll reschedule that for a later date.
And because old girl down at the gift shop can't find her scissors.
Surely they didn't tell everybody that.
Well, the airport officials' statement sounds so Japanese to me, you know, because they're all business. It says airport officials say the problem was due to, quote, insufficient storage and management systems at the store.
Oh.
Meaning the store effed it up.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
If you're an employee,
they don't even know how, because they don't know how to keep up with scissors.
Right. If you're the employee, you lose your job over that?
Oh, in Japan? Yeah.
You're fired.
You probably will be made to disembowel yourself.
I mean, even
they don't play.
I mean, you just lost the scissors. Big deal. But I guess they have to report that or something. And then.
Yeah. If I'm the person that caused all that, and I find those scissors the first thing in the morning, I'm like, oh, shit, where can I put these?
Right.
Yeah.
There's no way I say, here they are.
Not a chance. I'm kicking them further into the
way. How do I get these in the bottom of a trash bag and out of this building? Yeah.
You know, it was another employee, though, that found them.
Yeah.
And was gloating like my wife. Thank God for me.
Yeah.
But here are the scissors right here. Somebody not taking care of their business.
Immediately the scissors go up overhead.
Look what I found.
I got.
Where were? Oh, right here in the drawer.
Yeah. And the person that lost it was like, son of a bitch. Hey, damn it.
Jody would be going, and who worked last night? Who was it?
Who's here?
She needs to take care of her business.
She would. She'd do a victory lap.
Thank God for me. But I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, well, everybody knows there's a pair of scissors missing. If one person pulls out scissors on a plane, I think we could take them. Everybody's on the lookout for it.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, in Japan, they don't act like that. I mean, you watch Ohtani. When he walks, goes from home plate to first base, and he takes his gear off, his batting gear, his gloves, and his little shin guard, foot guards and stuff. He takes them off and stacks them neatly before he goes down to first base. Everybody else just take them off, sling
them.
The bat boy's going to come pick them up and all that. He lays it in an orderly fashion. It's like That's the way the Japanese do. They don't play.
Nice and efficiently left for the guy who's coming to pick them up. Yeah. Sure.
So I don't even, I bet they weren't even yelling at the gate people or anything like that. It was probably, you know, seething in silence.
Yeah. We're going to take care of that person.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
You let me see somebody walking with a pair of skizzers.
Yeah. Don't let me find them because I'm going to use them.
Oh, God. Now, you know, that happened in U.S. America. Can you imagine the riot that would take place? God.
Disaster.
And you can kind of understand. I mean, I certainly understand people's anger. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised they let them have scissors in that part of the airport. Yeah, you know, you can't. Yeah. You still can't have forks and knives at the restaurants, can you? That aren't plastic. They give you real forks and knives now?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I'm sure there's like a protocol in case that happens, like something goes missing.
Yeah, I think they do, don't they?
I don't know. I haven't been in an airport restaurant in a while.
Past security, you know?
When I have, though.
Yeah, I mean, but they for a long time, you could only get plastic utensils.
Really?
Yeah.
I was trying to think. I was just in the airport in Houston a couple of weeks ago and Charlotte. I didn't eat anything in Charlotte. I had a couple of drinks. In the airport in Houston, I had lunch, but I had a burger. So they didn't give me any utensils. I didn't require any. Excuse me. I don't know.
They must. I mean, you must have to have something.
But I mean, I would think that they would have like kindergarten scissors, you know, the little plastic ones. You can't have real scissors. Not down here.
That's crazy.
I know. I'm wanting sushi now, though. Cause, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, the restaurants at their airport probably got hibachi. Yeah. And truly good stuff.
Fresh sushi right there.
You can kill somebody with some chopsticks.
Yeah.
Well, got to ban those too.
I don't like the metal ones. They're supposed to be the nice ones, you know. I don't either.
Them. I'm not a big fan.
Too heavy. You know what else I don't like? When Americans are cooking and they use those big metal chopstick looking things instead of tongs to flip over whatever they're frying.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that. No, it's America, by God. Get your tongs.
So they use chopsticks?
They're big, long things that look like chopsticks. Oh. But I think they have a hinge on. They're just really thin.
Okay.
Where a tong is a wider thing. It looks like it would be more efficient to flip over shrimp at one at a time.
Sure.
But still, by God.
American tongs is what you need.
Right.
That's right. Tongs and thongs. That's what America's about.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.